Hi there. The word for you today is on temptation. In Matthew 4 and verse 1 we read, Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Interesting. Notice who led Jesus there. It was God. You're in training right now for your destiny. And a good trainer has one thing in mind. And that's turning flab into muscle. So what does he do? Well, he takes you into the gym and he increases the weights until you break a sweat and start thinking, I don't know how much more of this I can take. But God does. You see, it's only when you look back that you realize that you're handling situations today that you couldn't have handled a year or two ago. Now, sometimes old temptations will return with a vengeance. They'll hound you until you think you need some new, novel, quick-fix strategy, like the Israelites at the Red Sea, just when they thought they were finally free from a life of slavery. Here comes Pharaoh. At that point, they cried out to God in fear, saying, "We were better off in Egypt." Listen to what the scriptures say. Quote, Then the Lord said to Moses, Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide the water. Notice what God used. Moses' rod. He used it again. Victory over the Egyptians didn't come from discovering something new. It came from using what God had already given them. What's the point? Simply this. You already have the power inside you today to overcome the temptation you're facing right now. You just need to tap into it and use it. Paul said in Ephesians 3 verse 20, Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, now listen to it, according to the power that works in us. Think about that.